John was standing with two of his disciples as he watched Jesus walk by. He said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard what he said and followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following him and said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and you will see." So they went and saw where Jesus was staying, and they stayed with him that day. It was about 4 in the afternoon. Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, was one of the two who heard John and followed Jesus. He first found his own brother Simon and told him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated Christ. Then he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, the son of John. You will be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
St. Paul reminds us in our second reading, "Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own?" St. Paul points out a basic truth about our faith, that from our baptism, we become members of Christ's body, the church, a temple of the Holy Spirit. It is what makes us disciples of Jesus. Today's gospel reading is sometimes referred to as a vocational call, but I think it's more appropriate to describe it as a story of evangelization. Because after all, those two disciples were not called by Jesus. Instead, John the Baptist, who had already encountered Jesus, who had already baptized Jesus, pointed him out and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." And then, of course, Simon Peter also was not called by Jesus in this account, but instead his brother went and brought him to Jesus. The sacraments of initiation of the church are the primary way that we introduce people to Jesus. Throughout my life, I have experienced people becoming members of the body of Christ, parents bringing their infant children to the font of baptism, adults who journey through RCIA, and now as a priest, I have the privilege to play an important part in their journeys by being the minister of the sacrament. Soon after I was ordained a deacon, I was excited that my brother and sister-in-law had their first child, and he was to be baptized while I was home on Christmas break from St. Meinrad. I look forward to my nephew being my first baptism as an ordained minister. Then my brother called me and asked me to be his godfather. Now, on the one hand, there was slight disappointment because I could not serve as both the minister of baptism as well as one of the godparents. But the joy of seeing and participating in my nephew's baptism was still overwhelming. Another sacrament of initiation story occurred while I was in seminary, but before I was ordained. I had spent a summer as a hospital chaplain intern, working primarily in Indiana University Hospital in downtown Indianapolis. One night while I was working as the on-call chaplain, I was paged to a patient's room. His wife and son were standing around this man's bed. He was only in his mid-40s. He was on a ventilator and was unresponsive. His wife informed me the next day that they would be taking him off the ventilator, and the doctor said he would probably die soon after. And then she put the request that was why I was paged. She asked me to baptize her husband. Now, since he was an adult, I needed to know that this was his wish. So I leaned over, spoke loudly to him, asking if he wanted to be baptized. I saw the slightest nod of his head and told her that was good enough for me. I got a small cup of water, spoke his name, saying, "I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." While I poured the water 3 times over his forehead. Just as predicted, he died the next day, moments after being taken off the ventilator. But he died as a baptized Christian. The final story I want to share is the opportunity I had to be the minister of confirmation several years ago. Typically, the minister of confirmation is the bishop. But Cardinal Tobin had left to go to Newark, and Monsignor Stump was named the administrator of the archdiocese. And he needed some of us priests that worked at the Catholic Center to assist in administering confirmation to youth throughout the archdiocese. I was asked to cover 5 different confirmations that year. I wrote my own homily. I stood for picture after picture before I presided at Mass and then confirmed those youth. I sometimes wonder if those confirmed that day even knew the name of the priests who confirmed them. But it was still an honor and a privilege to be the minister that confirmed them, completing their sacraments of initiation, making them full members of the Catholic Church. I share these 3 stories to point out that the sacraments of the church, as one author called them, the doors to the sacred, are received by people in different circumstances of life and at various times of life. But the common thread is that these are how we find the Messiah. Before that can occur, though, we must receive the gift of faith. It was the gift of faith that motivated my brother and sister-in-law to bring my nephew to the waters of baptism. It was the gift of faith of that woman who asked that her dying husband be baptized. And it was the gift of faith that brought those youth to receive their last sacrament of initiation in the sacrament of confirmation. But having received these sacraments of initiation, having that encounter with Jesus, the Messiah, we now are to imitate John the Baptist. After his encounter with the Messiah, he pointed Jesus out to his disciples and said, "Behold the Lamb of God." As the modern-day disciples of Jesus, we are called to do the same. This is the way that people encounter Jesus. This is the way that people decide to become members of the body of Christ, the church. This is the way that they join us around this altar. And so, my dear friends, as we continue this celebration of the Eucharist, let us pray for the gifts of the Spirit so that we may be good evangelizers and be able to point to Jesus and say, "Behold the Lamb of God."